The message from charities on the ground in drought-affected areas is send money, not stuff.
People must understand the situation here. Vast tracts of Western Queensland are destocked. And we have a number of clients who are completely destocked and have been for a long time. So the hay is going to may come out, but they just haven't got the animals left that are going to be able to consume all this goodwill.
Bill Ringrose is the treasurer of the Western Queensland Drought Appeal. For Tanya and Barry Dawson from Upshot Station near Longreach, they are down to their last remaining ewes, doing everything they can to ensure what's left of their stock survives the current drought. But the goodwill of a hay donation ultimately resulted in the deaths of 35 of the Dawson's sheep.
It was a sorghum hay, and we fed it to our sheep. They also were able to have grass hay as well. They ate the sorghum hay, and we've ended up with 35 dead. Some of them I did have to shoot. They were down kicking on the ground and no chance of getting up.
How do you know that it was the hay that caused 35 of the sheep to die?
Mainly because all the sheep were dead within 100 metres of where the hay was put out. The other grass hay that was available to these sheep that died was also put out with our horses, and they've all been fine. So that ruled out the other grass hay.
Livestock officer Ken Murphy from Queensland's Department of Agriculture says it's not uncommon to have stock die because of issues with feed.
When you find animals dead near a feed source, you often look at that source first, and it is always a possibility that it's mould or bacteria in the hay, and some of those bacteria and fungi moulds will cause toxins which can kill sheep.
Charity organisation BioBale donated the sorghum hay to the Dawson family. The company's chief executive, Charles Alder, says this is the first time a problem has been reported.
Well, as soon as we became aware of it, we contacted every single farmer who had been distributed hay, and we asked them not to distribute it, and we told them that we would be replacing the hay, as is our policy, to only deliver the best quality hay we can.
Just explain for me how BioBale works, because it's not donated hay in such, is it?
No, invariably we are purchasing hay from hay farmers. So we collect donations from people and then we buy the hay from the hay farmers and deliver it to the farmers. This is the first time that we've had an issue like this. We've moved about 150,000 bales of hay in that time. So for one small issue, which we have already fixed, it's disappointing, but sometimes these things happen and the best quality control systems sometimes fail.
Livestock nutritionist Desiree Jackson says there are a number of things producers need to consider before feeding out fodder donations.
First and foremost is the quality of whatever is being supplemented. You know, does it have a high enough energy protein level to make a difference to the animal? In terms of hays, we really need to be careful that one, there is no mould in the hay, and sometimes hay can be baled up a little bit too green, so there could be moisture in there, and that can cause issues. There's also the issue of the hay being very coarse, and if it's being fed to young animals, it can result in issues such as impaction in the rumen. And then there's also the issue of, you know, weeds or noxious plants getting into the hay bale. So, you know, it's almost analogous to buying a can without a label. And it does sound a bit ungrateful if they are receiving those donations, but at the end of the day, people are running a business and, you know, it's a very critical time when animals are droughted, and it doesn't take much for a supplement to cause dramas if those animals are droughted.
That's why groups like the Western Queensland Drought Appeal were created, to spread the message, send money, not products. Bill Ringrose again.
The importance of cash relates to the businesses in our little towns. We have to have money coming in, because then that's going to get spent locally. It keeps employing people locally, keeps people in our towns, keeps jobs in our towns. It's for the future of the towns. It's just so important.
How do you make sure that it doesn't come across that people, you know, are being ungrateful when, I guess in some cases, turning back drought donations?
Oh, I think It's very difficult not to appear ungrateful, and no one is ungrateful. All help is welcome. It's about targeting the best help that we can get. And I think that if people can understand that, if you listen to the locals and understand what's needed on the ground best, that's the most, that's the best way that you can help. So just please listen to us and understand what we think we need.
What kind of response have you seen from people in terms of donating to drought?
Oh, it's a wonderful outpouring of support for people out here. People in the city have been amazing, and we only hope that they can just continue to support us, help us through our cash donations, help us support our little towns and businesses, and we'll all come through the drought.